Finding Your Spiritual Path, Part 2. When the disciple is ready, the guru appears. This is a traditional saying of India. These words have proven absolutely true in my own journey and in the lives of countless acquaintances. One who is genuinely seeking spiritual truth, light, peace, and happiness will never remain adrift in the ocean of ignorance. Either they will search for and find the right teacher, mentor, or guide, or that teacher will, by some fortuitous circumstance, come into their life, seemingly by accident. Whether one consciously seeks and finds a spiritual master, or the guru comes to us, the result is the same. When a child is hungry, either he goes looking for food, or he cries and his mother comes to feed him. When we are spiritually hungry, we have the same options. Use our own resources to go in search of truth, or cry sincerely from the depths of our heart. Just as the mother cannot resist her child's cry, so our own source, whether our soul, the universal consciousness, or God, our spiritual mother, will always come to our rescue, nurturing and nourishing us with the peace, light, and bliss for which we yearn. The spiritual master may be in the physical here on earth, or may be represented by a legacy of teachings, deeds, and a spiritual path. In any case, the essence of spirituality, the truth and realization that a spiritual master offers to humanity, lies far beyond the physical, beyond time and space. All true spiritual masters speak from beyond time, their message for all times. The truth they embody, represent, and impart lies within us. It is already our own. Our guru, our path, and our highest self are of one source, converging as one goal. To be continued.